Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Monday evening, 5:30 p.m., and the show formerly known as Say Hey is now known as Talking About Practice.
Dude, that was we're coming with hot beats right now. That was honestly, I'm jazzed up right now. Let's talk about practice.
Let's talk about some practice.
Not a game. Not a game. Talking about practice.
So, we're going to be talking about some underwriting first and foremost. This is the show formerly known as Say Hey, a.k.a. Talking About Practice. Your boy, Jarrell Gilbert, in the building. And
what's up, guys? Derek Isomaki joining him, as always, right now.
Thank you,
sir. It's actually nice to actually have a name that we can say other than Say Hey is made possible. So it's Talking About Practice.
Yes, sir.
Is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Buffalo Wild Wings, featuring 36 beers on tap, wall-to-wall HD TVs with nonstop sports, wings, and more at 801 East Avenue. Open every day from 11 a.m. till midnight and beyond. More information at BuffaloWildWings.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Yes. Yes, 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 indeed. So big shouts to Buffalo Wild Wings, as always. We appreciate the sponsorship. It's what helps keep the lights on around here and what lets us to come in here and just
ill-prepared and talk about practice.
Practice.
Yes.
Not a game. Not a game.
Just practice.
Yeah, we got to shout out the big homie, DJ PHG, who gave us the name Talking About Practice. Oh! Oh! Noobs just walked in with the freshest shirt I've seen in years and a hat that says Make Donald Trump Again, and I am absolutely loving it. What are you on, Mike 2? Let's do this.
Sorry I'm late, boys, but I just came in from the convention.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're feeling hyped right now?
I thought I was getting that VP nomination, but I must have misunderstood.
Yeah, once you got that drump going, you just kind of changed the game a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you're about as qualified, so, you know, I'm into it.
Yeah.
So, boys, it's pretty dead right now. Good time for Jake to quit his show. I appreciate that he quit it in the middle of the summer.
Right, because he's the actual baseball expert.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so Jake,
all we got.
If you're out there and you want to drop in,
please call. You got phone lines are open right now.
These phone lines are not popping, but feel free to call in.
He was the golf guy, too.
I was going to say, he probably would have been all about this
all
weekend.
About,
he, yeah, I was
going to
say, the fact
British
that
Open.
Golf is the thing that's leading off most sports shows right now just goes to show you how dead of a week it's been.
This is the deadest part of the year, for sure.
Absolutely. So I was wondering if you guys wanted to play a little game here.
Let's play a game.
So being that there's not a lot going on in sports, and we have another 57 minutes to fill, I was wondering, I want to go through ESPN headlines, and I want a hot take from both of you. Uninformed information, if you will.
All my information is on the phone.
There we go.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
See, yeah, if you're listening to us now, you're probably come to expect just the utmost opinions on sports that have so much meaning on the world. So, yeah, I think that's what they come for, is they want their hot takes.
So the first thing on here, for the first time I've ever seen it, is an advertisement for Watch ESPN. So we'll go ahead and
self-promotion.
So let's all vote on the Cubs confidence meter. Where are you guys at? From a red being very confident to a yellow being not so confident.
So those are my two options?
Yes.
Red and yellow?
Somewhere in between. Are you on an orange? Where are they at?
Is this like threat level? Is this like the
this is
terrorist?
Terrorist threat level, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So I want a scale from you. This I'm just going off ESPN.
Shouldn't be red be like more worried?
Yeah, I feel like red's confident and yellow is not so confident.
Or sure, we'll go with that. That makes sense.
I was going to say, I feel like that's you're messing up the color wheel and how we do things here at ESPN. Okay, shaking it up.
I'm not very confident at all, to be honest with you, because it's like, they haven't won, like, historically, they haven't won one since 1908.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Choke,
so it's
choke.
Like, I'm just saying, like, if I were a betting man, and like Jarrell said last week, I am, I wouldn't take them. I mean, they're still, like, the prohibitive favorite in Vegas, even over the Giants. I think the Giants have surpassed them as the best team in the National League. I just don't like the way they've been playing, especially right before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
The pitching is showing some signs of fatigue. John Lackey started out great, but he's really kind of fallen off. You know, I don't know. I mean, they got a good rotation, but it's like after Lester and Lackey, you know, you got a couple guys that really like you know, in the playoffs, haven't really proven anything.
I was going to say, even Arian has been showing some weakness out there. He's been lit up a couple times, like coming into that All-Star break. So definitely.
Absolutely. Can't forget about Jake, of course.
Yeah, he's their number one right now.
But you look at them in a 7-game or even 5-game series, you know what I mean? They don't, you know, they're not like necessarily going to overpower the Giants or the Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, all the talk at the beginning of the season was look at their lineup from top to bottom, and are they going to set a record for wins in a season and this and that. And I thought it was all premature because let's remember the Cubs, from what the media in general kind of felt about them, arrived 2 years too early last year.
Right.
You know, everyone was talking about the rebuild and so on and so forth. And so the Cubs are already ahead of schedule. So it's this is what we do in the media, right? We get excited about something, and then it's the greatest thing that we've ever seen. Like the Warriors, for example, this year. Now, obviously, for a regular season, it was the greatest thing we've ever seen. But we were so busy, worshiping the Warriors that we took time away to actually kind of deconstruct and look at a blatantly obvious thing that they were missing, which you wouldn't see until the playoffs, was a guy who could get to the rim on a regular basis and get fouls. And I feel like the Cubs had a similar start to the season where we couldn't find a chink in their armor. All we could do was praise them because it's the Cubbies. And like you mentioned, they haven't won in 100-plus years. And
yeah, they have that. A lot of people feel bad for them. And that, I mean, that pity vote, I feel.
And I know that every season happens in a vacuum, you know, but there is something to be said for like a collective, oh, here we go again kind of mentality with the city. And obviously you just saw Cleveland get over it, you know, like less than a month ago or whatever. But I mean, the Red Sox, it took them 86 years to get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, the Cubs haven't even been in a World Series since 45, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not necessarily one who believes in superstition. You know, but I mean, there was a while there as a diehard Red Sox fan, I wondered if it was ever going to happen. You know, I mean, baseball is such an old, historic game, and you got to kind of maybe believe in ghosts a little bit. And,
you know
what I mean? The ghosts of sheep or goats or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's something out there that's just holding you back. You feel it. Yeah.
And you have the Bartman issue from 2003 and like how close they came that year. I mean, we could have had a Cubs Red Sox World Series that year, but instead we had Florida versus the Yankees, I believe, which was. Worked out good because the Yankees didn't win.
Yeah, I was just saying, that was actually a pretty decent series.
No, it was.
Yeah.
That was like the emergence of Josh Beckett, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, and Miguel Cabrera was on that team as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was a team that actually had taken out the Giants, I believe, in the divisional series. And the Giants had won like 102 games or something like that year.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years out, or the year.
That was the Pudge Rodriguez tagging him out at the plate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was 2003, right? That was after their 2002 run against the Angels.
Exactly.
In the World Series.
Next year, after that heartbreaking 7-game loss, and then they reeled off like 102 wins or something, and they looked poised to go back to the series. And they got
thank God they did it.
upstart Marlins team, who I think had barely finished above 500.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they were in the series that quick as an organization from just coming around in the mid-90s,
they won two.
Yeah, that was crazy. Mean, that was their second one.
You know, you look at Colorado. Colorado hasn't. They've been to a World Series. They got swept by the Red Sox in 2007. But I think they've only been to the playoffs like three out of their 21 years or 26 years. Three times. I just looked this up because this is kind of a dork moment for me right now. But I got Cargo and Arenado on my fantasy team.
Sure.
Okay.
So I was just like thinking to myself, man, it would be nice to kind of see these guys have some success other than individual success.
Right. You
know? Definitely.
And can they ever get a pitcher there? You know what I mean? A free agency signing. Then I was like, well, let's look at their, you know, that encyclopedia, Baseball Reference, it's a baseball encyclopedia on online, baseballreference.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pump them up or whatever, but they,
they
are
have like everything.
The greatest
website ever.
They have every stat.
And it's for football, basketball, college.
Yeah,
I mean, anything you ever want to know.
Stats.
It's
absolutely
unbelievable. So I look back, and they've only been in the playoffs three times. Arizona's been like five times, and came in like 2 years after. It was Colorado and Florida, I believe, and then Arizona and Tampa Bay 2 years later, and that finished it out. Now, MLB's actually talking about expanding again. We can get to that in a minute. But Arizona's won a World Series. Florida's won two. You know what I mean? And Tampa Bay's been to a World Series. Mm-hmm. Colorado's been to a World Series, but they just seem to have had the least amount of love. And I don't know if because it's the altitude and pitchers just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to probably be able to sign a guy like Greinke.
Right, right.
You know? Well, yeah.
Like
it's a hard draw.
It is a hard draw.
I mean, a lot of guys are, you know, like your stats are still pretty important. You want to maintain a solid line. And
totally.
Well, they're worth millions. Your stats are worth millions.
Yeah, but so that's how they're judged.
I would think to myself, though, that like other baseball executives, other front office executives would understand that like once a guy's done in his time in Colorado, you can't necessarily just judge him by his numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I was there, like, and I saw it, if I was a pitcher, I would think about it actually as a destination because you got guys like Blackman, Arenado, Carlos Gonzalez, who is now actually maybe up for trade rumors. But that actually, you know, when Parra is healthy and they got DJ LeMahieu and Trevor Story, I mean, they got a lineup.
They do. No, they really
lineup,
do.
You know what I mean? Yeah, their lineup 1-9 is great, you know, for the most part. I think, but that's exactly where you run into trouble. They've always had trouble signing a free agent pitcher where, you know, teams, for example, like the Giants in the same division, don't have that same issue.
No, people want to go there.
Yeah, look at Cueto. You know, it's a pitcher's park, you know, and the Sharks, Marja, you know. Yeah. They haven't had the same uphill battle. And it's, you know, obviously not a Rockies fan, but I can empathize for the fans of that team when you lose players like, you know, Tulo and guys like that that were kind of staples of the franchise.
Totally.
But it's just hard to build in that city in particular for baseball just because it's hard to attract free agent pitchers. And if you don't have pitching, then
you're not going to win.
You got to win with pitching. And you can, no matter what, how good your offense is, if you have, and they've never had a consistently good lineup. They might have flashes of the pan here and there. Like Ubaldo Jimenez had a interesting run with them that one time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Good call.
After that, it's like I said, he got out of there, you know, once after that. He's like, all right, I'm good.
Contract, he's like, I'm done. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, you know, now they're talking about Mexico City as a possible 31st franchise. They're going to go, they're going to do two so that they can balance the schedule.
Right.
You know, they're talking about Portland. Vancouver's been mentioned. Somewhere in North Carolina. Because
go to Portland, hipster town right there. It's a hipster game at this point. So.
Portland would be, they're the biggest city, I guess, that only has one professional team. And the Trailblazers, they're the largest area that doesn't.
Their MLS team, the Timbers, they got though,
they're extremely popular,
right there.
I shouldn't forget about the MLS.
Yeah, it's still not up to that echelon yet of the other sports, but it slowly is kind of coming up, which is interesting.
You know what's funny
I guess they do better actually in attendance now than hockey. And I was just this little,
MLS.
It was this little blurb I read, but I wasn't sure if that was like per capita because you get some of these. Like, New England plays where the Patriots plays. The Revolution in Foxborough. It's a 50,000-seat stadium.
I would say, Galaxy, they play at the Home Depot Center. I think it only holds, like, slightly over 10,000. Right. So
I know that they've been actually building more, like, soccer-friendly places in some of these things. And I actually want to know if you want to talk about this because I didn't realize.
This is the
20th year of MLS.
It is, yeah.
Right? The 21st season. Yeah, because I was watching, they had the former United States men's national team head coach. I want to say Arians. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Bruce Arians.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess he's...
Doesn't Bruce Arians coach the Arizona Cardinals? I feel like
that. Different
yeah, different.
Spelling.
Yeah, no.
This one's with a Y.
Fair enough.
You never see him in the same place? I was very confused. Was like,
he likes his football, man.
I like football, man.
He coached a USA national soccer team and the football team. Right. That is very impressive. Sorry, go ahead.
It was a thing that kind of just... I saw it on ESPN, you know, and as much as I hate to go there, I still have to. And
right, it's our job now.
But you know, but even as a fan, it's like it's quick, and it's like I get to, like, if I want to look at a box score real quick, like for some reason MLB.com doesn't load up from anyway. But anyway, so I noticed that it was 20 years since they had actually had their first season. It's the 21st season.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously had a lot of like difficulty in the beginning. You know,
yeah, because it also was competing with I think there's like the North American Soccer League. There's some other soccer league that's going on at the same time that they are kind of competing with. There is another league that they're doing right now as well. I think it actually is called the North American Soccer League, that one.
I just realized that they have like out of the 20 teams now that they've built up to, which is the same amount as the Premier League.
Yeah.
They qualify 12 teams for the playoffs.
That's the thing, because they're
like,
the...
What? Come on.
They're the most other leagues, football leagues out there, don't do playoffs. They just do a round-robin effect, and there is... champion is whoever has the most points at the end of the season, while the MLS actually does a playoff format, which people like, we like our playoffs for some reason. We do like that.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. Is like, it's, they totally just went with the American system. And yeah. I feel like if they want to like attract, because soccer is a world game.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you want to attract other people, like people that aren't, you know, people that aren't getting their fill with the Premier League or Bundesliga, like people from around the globe, if you want them to follow MLS, which is totally possible now.
You can, satellite, yeah. They're like, getting international
so
stars.
Why not do it more like, because they play 37 games. Why not bump it up to 39, right? Have the round robin that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, or 38 games, play all the other 19 twice. Just make it one league, not East versus West, which we always have to do, and make it more like the Premier League, I think, and give that a shot and see how fans take it. Or at the very minimum, knock it down to like two or four playoff teams.
Yeah, you got to limit.
The idea of 12.
I mean, I, that's one of the reasons why I think like baseball, I kind of like their playoff system because it is super select.
Yeah,
like,
and it puts a lot of emphasis on the regular season.
You do have to do well in there. Well, like, you take over half the people going into the playoffs. That is. It's just like, here, everyone can come. Oh, you had a terrible season? Try out in the playoffs again.
It's like participation trophies.
Yeah.
You know, like, what I mean? It's like, oh, you finished eighth in the conference. Like, you're actually 16th in the league or whatever, or sometimes even worse, depending on, you know what I mean?
How the ranking is, yeah. Because they break it down into leagues as well. They have, like, a West and East league as well. So
you shouldn't, like, I mean, especially with basketball and hockey, it's like there's teams that are basically hovering around 500. That are clearly going to get blown out in the first round.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of this? Hockey, a little bit less so.
And then we have to watch an entire series of it.
Seven games.
Yeah.
And basketball, it's brutal. And hockey, there's a little more anything can happen
kind of
going on, where in basketball, that never happens.
Never happens. You
know, very rare.
An eight does beat a one.
I think three times. And one of them was in a strike-shortened season.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So there's that.
So, I mean, it, like, you know, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, if you go back down to, honestly, if it went back to, like, the five-game format for that one, I'd be more on board with that. I was like, okay, shorten it up a little bit, because seven games throughout the entire playoffs, I think, got a bit much.
And that's the thing, is they actually bumped it up to seven because they didn't want to see the upsets. They figured that over a bigger sample size that the better team would win out. You know, and you were hoping for, but it's like, to me, it's like, if that's what you're trying to do, then just give them a bye anyway.
You know, right. Everyone wants an upset until you get San Antonio and Cleveland in the finals. And you're just like, oh, this isn't what I asked for, when Cleveland gets past Orlando and all these other teams that were.
Oh, you're talking about back in 07?
Yeah. No one wanted to see that. You know, everyone's like, oh, the upset. I think in general, our society, our sports society, I should say, we're obsessed with the underdog. Until we get the underdog in a final, and we're like, oh,
right. I mean, look at all, like, the NCAA, except for the one year that Butler did well.
Right.
I mean, you have, like, George Mason beats UConn, then gets absolutely destroyed by Florida 5 days later.
Because,
you know, that momentum is just, like, it's gone. You know what I mean? Because the Final Four, there's an entire week until you play again. Mm-hmm. It's not like you get somebody again 2 days later.
So, right.
You know, George Mason got blown out. VCU got blown out.
Yep.
You know, most of those teams that come in, they just get destroyed. And so it is fun, though. I mean, it's fun to see
the upset's fun in the moment, but then you look ahead.
But then you want that final to be the best final it can be.
Right.
And so, you know, oftentimes it's not.
Yeah, and basketball, I think, does the best job of crowning a true champ. And what I mean by that is the top four teams in the league going into the season is pretty obvious usually.
Yeah.
And those are usually the top four or five teams remaining at the end of the season. And this year, going into the season, everyone said in the NBA it's going to be Cleveland Golden State. It was just a matter of who was going to win. And it went seven. But it went as scripted. We all knew those were the two best teams going in. And you mentioned baseball possibly expanding their playoff format.
Well, no, they're going to expand to 32 teams.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not expanding their playoff format.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't talked about that. I mean, it would maybe make sense to put six teams in there, because I don't like this one game wild card action. Like, let's play like a day night doubleheader and do like a best two out of three and have three play six and four versus five.
Sure.
If you want to expand it. First of all, honestly, I'd like to see them go back down to four.
Yeah,
because the regular season matters. It's 162 games, so 6 months. It's like, that's your playoffs. Those last couple weeks, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
really. I mean, we've had some great moments with that.
Absolutely.
With, you know, with that wild card spot and whatnot.
I don't think it's fair to a team like Pittsburgh, who last year finished, I think, like five or six games in front of the Cubbies.
You know what I mean? And they get one chance
to beat them at home, but they get Arrieta. You know what I mean? It just, I don't know. To me, it's like.
And sometimes those guys have like a better record than, let's say, someone that actually did win the division doesn't have to go through that wild card playoff game.
I mean, because those three teams alone had the best three records They were, yeah, they were above the Mets and the Dodgers, all three of those central teams last year.
They were crazy good
so
last year.
So something needs to be tweaked. Either like let's realign the divisions, get bigger divisions again, and have like eight teams in each division, and then just have like the top two, the division winners, and then the next two wild cards, and just do a semifinal format. And just I have so many proposals for baseball.
Like
I want to get rid of interleague play.
You're not a fan of interleague play?
I'm over it. No, it was fun for 20 years, but it's over. It's done.
Has it been like, that long?
It's been, yeah, since they tweaked everything right after the strike, and they felt they needed to blow it up. So they.
I mean, now that there's always an interleague series going on now.
Well, that's the thing. Is yeah, because
that's
the,
a lot.
Because the divisions, now that there's five teams in each one, you have 15 teams in each league. So either a team would have a day off every day, and you'd have like Friday, Saturday, Sunday days off, which they don't want to do for
You're
some
right.
reason. So instead, yeah, now there has to be an interleague game from the very beginning of the season. So the whole thing just takes away its nostalgia in the first place. It's not like they were cramming it into that 1 month kind of sandwiched around the All-Star break, which
yeah.
is, I like that.
You get a chance to see other teams play, which is nice.
If anything, let's just have like pick one rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Mets-Yankees, Braves versus Red Sox, because they were both Boston teams at once.
And like you all stadium too, like throughout the season, that's a home and away game series.
Like to,
yeah,
I'd like to see them actually just get rid of it. And let's make the World Series this event again like it was, where it's like these teams never have seen each other.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have even been in another ballpark across the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And let's keep the DH, and let's not have the DH in the NL, because they're talking about getting rid of pitchers hitting, which I hate.
I don't like that at all.
If anything, let's go the other way and make the AL pitchers hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, let's make this old school. Like, let's go back to basics. You know, this whole idea of like everybody gets in and everybody's in the playoff race until the last week of the season. No, I'm sorry. Like, that's not how it should be. I mean, you look at the AL right now, 11 teams are still alive, which is cool, but it's like, you know what I mean? If you put them in two divisions instead of three divisions of five, this would definitely change the dynamic. And like, yeah, you're going to have some fan bases that are, you know, out of it in August instead of September. But I mean, that's kind of really the way it is right now. Like, if you think about it, you know, the Seattle Mariners, yeah, they're hovering about 500, but they ain't making the playoffs.
No.
You
know what I mean? Chicago White Sox,
I mean,
make the playoffs.
Noise.
You also get a chance, like, you get more, like I said, when you have that happen, you get rid of the interleague play, you get more meaningful games more of the time. Like, you get your interleague play. Like, we play the Giants more often. You play within your division much more often, which those games are always, you have actual meaning to you, because you actually have a chance to really climb in the rankings by playing those teams.
And it would expand, like the Giants would be playing the Mets more often, the Nationals more often, the Cubs more often. So you'd still have those 19 divisional games against your, you know, heated rivals.
Yeah.
I'm not saying let's take that away. Let's keep that 19, 20 games. But then let's pump up the Cardinals, the Cubs, all those, and just bump those up to like 11 each.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And that'd be one way to do it, especially if you expanded the divisions to, like, if they do expand to 32, I think they should go 8-8-8, you know, 4-8s all across the board, two divisions in each league, and then just play seven teams like 19 times. You know what I mean? And then fill in the rest with the other division.
Yeah.
There's ways that they can do it with scheduling. Right now, I just don't like it. It just doesn't feel like it feels like the leagues are going away in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the actual
definition.
They're
less important.
They're less important now.
Exactly.
And I want them to be more important. And, you know, I like the fact that it's not an east-west thing. You know, it's across the board. Each league has teams from coast to coast,
mm-hmm.
so which is cool. You know what I mean? Which definitely differentiates them
from
basketball, hockey, and MLS.
And baseball is almost trending in the same way that basketball went, where divisions no longer matter in the NBA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
a joke.
No one even cares who won the Pacific Division last year.
No.
Doesn't matter.
They don't even show you, when you look at standings online, they just show you conference standings like from the beginning of the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you have to click over to divisional standings. Like, the default setting is
the conference. And now they're actually considering, or Adam Silver has considered, getting rid of conferences altogether. And, you know, I'm okay with that, because we've already devalued divisions. You know, we might as well just go all the way.
I don't like it, because then you're not going to have, like, you're not going to guarantee that, like, the Lakers will play the Celtics in the finals. Like, the Lakers, Celtics in the semis? Like,
that seems a lot.
It's not the same.
That doesn't seem
right. I agree.
You know what I mean?
No.
I'm still fine with the West and the East side in the conference for the NBA.
But let's get rid of the divisions.
Yeah, I mean, the divisions, they really don't mean anything.
And
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because
yeah.
they still have an effect on that standing, though. If you win your division and you have a less record than somebody who didn't win the division, yep. you're still above them in the standing. Which is it's ridiculous. I think if you're really just devaluing divisions that much, you can't have them count in the rankings.
Let's just go. I mean, if you go 15 teams, so you play the other 14 teams three times. That's 52 games, right? Then you can still play everybody in the other conference, a home and away. That's the other 30 games.
I'm trusting your math.
That's
on all this.
82. Well, 14 times 3 is 52 plus the 30 is 82.
Wow.
Right? So you still have. You know what I mean? It would actually make it more equitable.
This guy's professional.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Dude, I don't know how many nights I've sat up like trying to rearrange and make
things better.
He's just
painting his masterpiece right now.
This is what I do.
I love it.
I mean, I've got a plan for basketball, baseball, football. I mean, football is actually the one that I don't because that's the most equitable schedule there is.
Yep.
It really is. And if they expand or go to 18 games, it's going to completely destroy it. I mean, the way it is right now, you play everybody in your division twice. You play a whole other division in conference once. Out of conference an entire division, and then you play the team that finished in the same spot as you within your conference once each.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you finish first, you play the first and the first. It couldn't get more equitable than that. And if they go to 18 games, it's going to destroy it. But I know that Roger Goodell will do anything he can and everything in his power to ruin it.
I mean, like everything, obviously, when you're trying to add more games, you're just trying to add more money into the pockets for people right now.
For sure.
That's all you're trying to do. And at this point in time, it's like, is that really necessary for this league that – I mean, it just seems like you're just adding insult to injury at this point. You're giving more of a chance for these guys to get hurt and putting their bodies through even more. And are you going to pay them more? Does that mean their salaries are going to go up crazy amounts too? Because your pockets are going to get aligned a lot for those two extra games you're getting.
Well, no, I don't think they're going to try and keep, from my understanding, NFL GMs and owners are going to try to keep those salaries down because, one, they're the only sport that takes on 53 paid players plus a practice squad. So when people are comparing NBA salaries or even baseball salaries for that matter, it's not a one-to-one comparison because obviously a dollar stretched among 15 players versus a dollar stretched among 53 plus a practice squad roster, it doesn't go quite as far. But
those contracts aren't guaranteed.
Yeah.
And if someone blows out their knee, it's like you're
right.
done.
I mean,
so
the fact
that you have an advantage that way.
The NFL has the ability just to like drop you at a hat is just kind of, you know, it's scary sometimes. I don't know how some of those players can do that. Like, that would just be terrifying to me.
Let's fix the NFL right here. You guys, Jake and Noobs, took most of last season off from talking about the NFL.
Yeah.
And for good reason. And I was really supportive of that. Even when Derek and I filled in for you guys, we kept it true to say hey, and we did not.
I heard the one show you guys were talking NFL.
It was one show.
We did one. I was going to say. I think
one. Yeah, I listened. Yeah. Trust me, I listened.
It was like the dog days of fall. So yeah. What do you want from
no,
me?
I mean,
for dog days
it's
everywhere.
Out there. It wasn't anything that it was like it had to be that way for say hey. It just had to be that way for Jake and I. It was just a personal decision, and there was no responsibility whatsoever for you guys to refrain from talking about it.
Yeah, but
you know,
we respect your ideals. We do.
For the most
part,
except that one show.
We respect them, but we're just not going to follow them.
Yeah. You want to get into this underwriting, and we'll
let's continue this.
Along here.
So again, talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by North Rim Adventure Sports, specializing in bicycles, cycling apparel, and equipment. North Rim offers full-service bicycle sales, service, and rentals, and features Trek Bicycles USA and other top brands. North Rim Adventure Sports is located at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and on the web at northrimadventure.com. Thank you, North Rim. Appreciate your support.
Absolutely. All the underwriters, thank you. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. So this is Talking About Practice, the show formerly known as Say Hey. Jarrell Gilbert.
It's like going to be like a full name from now on. Talking About Practice, the show formerly known as Say Hey.
Yeah.
It's like all these other things.
It's going to be a lot of print.
Not a game.
That t-shirt's going to have a lot of letters on it.
Listen, I need to get bigger business cards now.
Jonathan Newberry, Derek Isamaki, Jarrell Gilbert in here. Desperately looking for topics to talk about in the middle of the summer. So feel free. We have a Twitter. You can hit us up, Ro and Izzo. Give us some topics. If you love us, hit us up. If you hate us, more importantly, hit us up. Tell us what you would talk about, okay? You come try to do this job, all right? It's not
week in and week out.
So let me just go through these topics on ESPN currently, and I want to know if any of them grabs your attention enough that you guys want to talk about it, okay? I just think this will be a fun exercise. So we talked about the Cubs confidence meter. We have the MLB top 15 power rankings. The Giants stay at number one. What Chris Correa's hacking case sentencing means for the Cardinals. We have a live blog of day one of the GOP convention. We have more stuff about the election, and I am not talking politics on this show. We have six headlines that concern NBA Summer League. So that's what we're dealing with, people. That is what we're dealing with.